Unit 9. Live and let live.
守望生活。
Style is life.
人生有道。
New words.
Backpacker.
Freelance.
Hiker.
Torture.
Carefree.
Decent.
Affluent.
Proper nouns.
Dink.
Soho.
3. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the numbers you've heard.
Dink, which means double income and no kids, has become a new lifestyle for young couples in big cities. Dink families have been growing steadily in number since the 1980s. There are now at least 600,000 dink couples in China, mainly in big cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin and Guangzhou. In Beijing, about 10% of young married couples say,they do not intend to have children. A recent survey by HorizonKey.com found that since 1997, the number of couples in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Wuhan choosing to have children has fallen by 11.3%, while people aiming for dink status has increased by 1.1% to 10.51%. Besides,most dink couples have higher income. Among couples whose total monthly income was more than 5,000 yuan, 13.7% had opted for a dink family unit. But among couples whose total monthly income was less than 1,500 yuan, the number was just 5.5%. Dink, which means...double income and no kids, has become a new lifestyle for young couples in big cities. Dink families have been growing steadily in number since the 1980s. There are now at least 600,000 dink couples in China, mainly in big cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin and Guangzhou. In Beijing, about 10% of young married couples say they do not intend to have children.A recent survey by HorizonKey.com found that since 1997, the number of couples in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Wuhan choosing to have children has fallen by 11.3%, while people aiming for dink status has increased by 1.1% to 10.51%. Besides, most dink couples have higher income.Among couples whose total monthly income was more than 5,000 yuan, 13.7% had opted for a dink family unit. But among couples whose total monthly income was less than 1,500 yuan, the number was just 5.5%.
New words.
Steadily.
Mainly.
Opt. 4. Listen to the interview with Mr. Moore.And do the exercises.
Mr. Moore, may I ask you a few questions?
Of course. Go ahead.
First of all, can you tell me why you resigned from your full-time job in the research institute and start your business at home?
Because I want to spend more time with my family, and it can also offer the income I require for the lifestyle that I want to lead.
I see.Well, how did you get started with your home office? Was it difficult at first?
I first started working at home using computer and fax machine. The cost of the startup equipment put me in the red for the first year.
How's your business now?
I think I'm doing good enough to keep it going.
Now, do you mind if I ask you how much you earn?
Well, it's rather difficult to say. It depends partly on how well the company does.I guess this year it could be, notice I say could, it could be as high as $45,000.
Could you tell us about your family and more about yourself?
Certainly. I'm 42. I'm married with 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. In order to take care of our children and parents, my wife also left her post with an international firm and helps me with the company. She's the accountant. But when it comes to domestic affairs, she's the boss.
Mr. Moore, may I ask you a few questions?
Of course. Go ahead.
First of all, can you tell me why you resigned from your full-time job in the Research Institute and start your business at home?
Because I want to spend more time with my family, and it can also offer the income I require for the lifestyle that I want to lead.
I see. Well, how did you get started with your home office? Was it difficult at first?
I first started working at home using computer and fax machine. The cost of the startup equipment put me in the red for the first year.
How's your business now?
I think I'm doing good enough to keep it going.
Now, do you mind if I ask you how much you earn?
Well, it's rather difficult to say. It depends partly on how well the company does. I guess this year it could be... Notice I say could. It could be as high as $45,000.
Could you tell us about your family and more about yourself?
Certainly. I'm 42. I'm married with 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. In order to take care of our children and parents, my wife also left her post with an international firm and helps me with the company. She's the accountant. But when it comes to domestic affairs, she's the boss.
New words.
Resign.
Domestic.
5. Read the passage and then answer these questions.
Today is a gift. That's why it is called the present. Two men, both seriously ill, were hospitalized in the same hospital ward. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour each afternoon to help drain the fluid from his lungs. His bed was next to the room's only window. The other man had to spend all his time flat on his back. The men talked for hours on end. They spoke of their wives and families, their jobs, their involvement in the military service, and where they had been on vacation. Every afternoon, when the man in the bed by the window could sit up, he would idle away by vividly describing to his roommate all the things he could see outside the window. The man in the other bed began to live for those one-hour periods, where his world would be broadened and enlivened by all the activity and color of the world outside. The window overlooked a park with a lovely lake. Ducks and swans played on the water while children sailed their model boats. Young lovers strolled arm in arm amidst flowers of every color of the rainbow. Grand old trees graced the landscape, and a fine view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance. As the man by the window described all this in exquisite detail, the man on the other side of the room would close his eyes and envision the picturesque scene. One warm afternoon, the man by the window described a parade passing by. Although the other man couldn't hear the band, he could see it in his mind's eye as the gentleman by the window portrayed it with descriptive words. Days and weeks passed. One morning, the day nurse arrived to bring water for their baths, only to find the lifeless body of the man by the window, who had died peacefully in his sleep. She was saddened and called the hospital attendants to take the body away. As soon as it seemed appropriate, the other man asked if he could be moved next to the window. The nurse was happy to make the switch, and after making sure he was comfortable, she left him alone. Slowly, painfully, he propped himself up on one elbow to take his first look at the world outside. Finally, he would have the joy of seeing it for himself. He strained to slowly turn to look out the window beside the bed. It faced a blank wall. The man asked the nurse what could have compelled his deceased roommate, who had described such wonderful things outside this window. The nurse responded that the man was blind and could not even see the wall. She said, "Perhaps he just wanted to help you pick up your courage." Epilogue. There is tremendous happiness in making others happy, despite our own situations. Shared grief is half the sorrow, but happiness when shared is doubled. If you want to feel rich, just count all the things you have that money can't buy. Today is a gift. That's why it is called the present.
New words.
Hospitalize.
Ward.
Drain.
Fluid.
Flat.
Idle.
Vividly.
Broaden.
Enliven.
Stroll.
Amidst.
Grace.
Skyline.
Envision.
Picturesque.
Portray.
Descriptive.
Sadden.
Attendant.
Switch.
Prop.
Elbow.
Strain.
Compel.
Deceased.
Epilogue.
Grief.
New words.
Forego.
Childbirth. Lifestyle and health.
生活方式与健康。
2. Listen to the speech and do the exercises.
Today, let's continue to talk about the relation of lifestyle to health. Research shows that the way people live determines the way they eat. In other words, a person's lifestyle affects his or her eating habits and then health. Here is a picture of a healthy eating pyramid. From the picture, we should keep in mind the following things. First of all, use fat, sugar, and oil as little as possible. Secondly, eat pork, fish, chicken, beans, nuts, eggs, and milk in moderation. Thirdly, help yourself to more vegetables and fruits. Eat a variety of fruits rather than fruit juice for most of your fruit choices. Finally, have bread, cereals, rice as much as possible. Eat at least 3 ounces of cereals, bread, or rice every day. Today, let's continue to talk about the relation of lifestyle to health. Research shows that the way people live determines the way they eat. In other words, a person's lifestyle affects his or her eating habits and then health. Here is a picture of a healthy eating pyramid. From the picture, we should keep in mind the following things. First of all, use fat, sugar, and oil as little as possible. Secondly, eat pork, fish, chicken, beans, nuts, eggs, and milk in moderation. Thirdly, help yourself to more vegetables and fruits. Eat a variety of fruits rather than fruit juice for most of your fruit choices. Finally, have bread, cereals, rice as much as possible. Eat at least 3 ounces of cereals, bread, or rice every day.
New words.
Pyramid.
Moderation.
Ounce. 3. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
Simple steps to jump. Start your simple lifestyle. Have you ever said, "If only there were 26 hours a day or 8 days a week"? With our hectic lifestyles, it seems that there is never enough time to get everything done. Do you really need a new daily planner? Or perhaps is it time to simplify your life just a little? We came up with a few simple steps to help jump. Start your simple lifestyle. If you're already doing these, think of a few of your own that will help you to lead the life you want to live. The first step, allow yourself to waste time, to just relax and do nothing. Actually, mark off this time on your calendar or on your list of things to do. The second one, for lives that are too busy, consider dropping whichever activity or pastime stresses you out or does you the least amount of good. The last one, try a brownout night where you turn off all electrical appliances, TVs, phones, etc. This allows you to be creative, slow down, and appreciate the basics. Have you ever said, if only there were 26 hours a day or 8 days a week? With our hectic lifestyles, it seems that there is never enough time to get everything done. Do you really need a new daily planner? Or perhaps is it time to simplify your life just a little? We came up with a few simple steps to help jump. Start your simple lifestyle. If you're already doing these, think of a few of your own that will help you to lead the life you want to live. The first step, allow yourself to waste time, to just relax and do nothing. Actually, mark off this time on your calendar or on your list of things to do. The second one, for lives that are too busy, consider dropping whichever activity or pastime stresses you out or does you the least amount of good. The last one, try a brownout night where you turn off all electrical appliances, TVs, phones, etc. This allows you to be creative, slow down, and appreciate the basics.
New words.
Hectic.
Planner.
Simplify.
Pastime.
Brown out. 4. Read the passage. Before reading, do these exercises.
Changing lifestyle and healthy dieting. Statistics show that the way people live determines the way they eat. Our lifestyles have changed a lot. They now include growing number of people who live alone, single-parent families, and double-income families. These changing lifestyles are responsible for the increasing number of people who rush meals or sometimes skip them. Moreover, more people choose to eat out. However, actually living a healthy lifestyle is not difficult. It just takes a little time to change the way you eat. The following are some tips on healthy dieting. 1. Try to eat at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables are an excellent source of the vitamins, minerals, and fiber we need to help maintain a healthy body and fight diseases. Yet most of us don't eat enough of them. Try to eat at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables each day. This may sound a lot, but the good news is that a glass of orange juice, an apple, or a small can of tomatoes each count as 1 portion. Different types of fruit and vegetables provide different nutrients in varying amounts, so choosing from a wide variety of them is best. 2. Take starchy foods as main food. Starches, along with sugars, are known as carbohydrates. They are an important part of our diet because carbohydrate is the body's favorite fuel. Make starchy foods, bread, potatoes, cereals, and rice, the basis of your main meals. Increasing the proportion of carbohydrate in our diet can actually help control weight. Eating starchy foods, especially whole grain varieties, increases your fiber intake too. 3. Follow a low-fat diet. Be careful to increase just the carbohydrates and not the fat in your diet. Fat has twice as many calories as carbohydrate and protein. Eating too much of it can easily lead to weight gain. But some fat in the diet is essential for health. Cutting down on fat doesn't have to mean totally changing your diet. Most people can do it by making a few small changes to everyday meals. As many of us eat too much fat, the chances are that if you make lower fat choices, you are helping your health. But remember, Children under 5 should not follow a low-fat diet. At that age, they need more energy from fat for healthy growth. Today, most of us live a fast-paced lifestyle. A typical day is a sprint from start to finish. Get the kids off to school, get to work on time, grab a quick lunch, hurry home to make dinner, or grab a quick dinner out. But if you want to be a healthy dieter, you have to remind yourself when you just begin to eat what you are about to eat.
New words.
Diet.
Skip.
Vitamin.
Mineral.
Fiber.
Portion.
Nutrient.
Starchy.
Starch.
Carbohydrate.
Proportion.
Whole grain.
Intake.
Protein.
Sprint.
New words.
Tension.
Vital.
Cultivate.